This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey everyone, it's Teacher Monica, and I wanted to come on here and discuss what's happening at this very moment. Maybe by the time that you hear this podcast, everything will have been back to normal, but I have no idea. So I was in my online English class and this topic came up. So I wanted to bring it to my podcast and talk about it a little here. Which, by the way, if you guys are interested in improving your English, getting daily lessons, and also having the opportunity to practice your English conversation, check out my online English class. You will be able to do all of this there. There is a link in the description of this episode that you can click on in order to join and register. All right, so what topic did we discuss? We discussed the topic of social media and our dependency on social media. So right now, as I'm recording this podcast, Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp are all down, meaning that they're not working right now. And, you know, it just brought up the question, how much do we depend on social media? How much do you depend on social media? How has this affected you? I'm curious. Has it affected you like, oh my gosh, your day is, you know, what are you going to do? Or are you like, who even cares? And I think also, imagine like the thousands of influencers on Instagram who make their living on that platform. Like right now, they just can't post. And it begs the question, like, well, what if we couldn't post at all? What if Instagram just went away? What if it never came back? What if WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook just disappeared? What would everyone's life even look like, right? I mean, it goes to show why it's important to be on multiple platforms, not just one, and certainly not on two that are the same provider. And in this case, three. We've got three that are down, all the same company. I think it's really interesting. It's also interesting to see just how it's like front page news. It's all over the internet right now that Facebook is down, you know, how is this going to impact them and so on. Obviously, we know that things aren't without flaw, but I was talking to my cousin about this and she brought up a really interesting point, like just what would life be like if this is the way that things went, you know, and some people would probably really be happy about it, I'm sure, like no stress of social media. We would probably go back to having more, I don't know, like face-to-face interaction maybe, just more of that contact. It's possible. I don't know. I know that the internet has really opened up opportunities for people to work online, to not have to go spend time in traffic, go to work, maybe go play somewhere that they don't really want to be. I know for myself personally, I really enjoy working from home. I enjoy having autonomy and, you know, working on my own schedule and getting things done in my timing and then also making room for other things. I know that maybe some people couldn't work at home for whatever reason. Some people maybe just lack discipline. They lack the ability to be organized and, you know, those types of things. And then those who are really successful working from home, you know, they're pretty self-motivated, organized, and so on. So I don't know. I mean, those are things that make me really thankful for the internet, really thankful for social media, being able to connect with people online, using social media, but I'm also very thankful for the connections that I have in person. And clearly those are incredibly important and they're very meaningful. They mean a lot to me. But I do feel for those people that are very dependent on these platforms. And now it's like their work, their life, their career is just at a halt, you know? So anyways, that was, you know, one of our discussion topics, something very relevant, something going on now. I am curious though. I'm going to put a poll on Spotify. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on social media. You can vote. You can also, I'll put a question on there too. You guys can respond. If you're not listening to this on Spotify, you can go ahead and find me on Spotify. Learn English with Teacher Monica. Just type that in the search and I should come up. And then you can go to this episode and then vote. Share your vote. Answer the question. You can share your thoughts. I am really curious to know, how dependent are you on social media? Is it something that really affects and impacts your life? Or could you care less? Could you just not, does it just not even impact you? It's interesting. My brother does not have social media at all. So he wouldn't even know the difference. He would have no clue what's happening right now, probably. So for him, he doesn't even know what's happening. Whereas someone like myself, who, you know, I work on social media, that's what I do. It's like, oh my, this is really a big deal. And granted, like I said before, it's best to not just depend on one major company. You do need to be spread across all social media platforms, because when one goes down, you got the other that you can still connect with your community and, you know, post and have those little chats, which is great. But anyways, yeah, so curious to hear your guys' thoughts. Let me know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.